You're listening to SBS News.
The sounds of a mariachi band playing in Melbourne's Federation Square, the first event hosted by the square since March. The musicians joined thousands of Melburnians venturing outdoors this weekend, after months of lockdown. They're kicking off Multicultural Month, which begins tomorrow. Chief Experience Officer of Federation Square, Susanna Bishop, says participants will be able to celebrate in socially distanced gatherings outdoors.
Celebrating Diwali, Naidoc Week, we have Persian cooking classes, music in celebration of African culture. We also have grass in the square, so we'll have social distanced gatherings. We're expanding our dining facilities, so outdoor, what we call dining inside out, which is various spaces of Fed Square transformed into outdoor dining.
At Queen Victoria Market, crowds slowly built for the first weekend of retail and dine-in hospitality, while Spring Racing's Derby Day went ahead with no spectators. And Victoria's latest COVID-19 numbers continue to provide cause for celebration. One new case was reported in Melbourne, but after being reviewed by experts, it was rejected as a false positive. Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton, stood up to replace Premier Daniel Andrews, who took a rest after 121 consecutive days of media briefings.
We've gotten to this incredible point where case numbers are very low and we've got days of literally no true cases. And so we should go out with all the precautions that we've talked about, but we need to enjoy our lives after 3 months of really constrained activities.
The number of active cases is down to 71 in Victoria, with just two mystery cases recorded in the past fortnight. Melbourne's 14-day new case average is sitting at 2.4 and zero in rural and regional areas of the state. There are now only two COVID-19 patients in hospital. Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley says the developments are encouraging.
What it does indicate is that our health professionals, our health services, our outbreak management teams, our test, trace and isolate systems are all increasingly becoming really high performance networks. And it's that continuous improvement, it's that continuous learning, and it's getting the best systems in place right across our COVID responses. That's the focus.
But Mr. Foley stressed the need for the public to cooperate with health professionals. At least 100 police officers swarmed a Melbourne CBD park where a planned anti-lockdown rally began at 11 a.m. 21 people in total were arrested at Treasury Gardens for failing to wear a mask, breaching public gathering directions, and travelling more than 25 kilometres from their home.
Protests that spread the risk of the virus are not safe. And there will be a time to protest when the public health issues allow it. So my message to all Victorians is stay safe, stay open and follow the rules.
Attention is now focusing on business returning to normal. Professor Sutton says some Melbourne office workers could be back in place before Christmas as Victoria's COVID-19 numbers remain low.
Obviously, we've only gone to this much more open movement in recent days. But if we can see that these chains of transmission are in check, then I think there's a reasonable chance of a slow and steady but a graduated return to the workplace.
Meanwhile, New South Wales has recorded four new coronavirus cases. One was locally acquired, while the other three are overseas travellers in hotel quarantine. The locally acquired case has been traced back to Cabramatta High School. Dr. Christine Selvey from New South Wales Health says measures are being taken to ensure the school is COVID safe.
Close contacts are being investigated. The new case attends Cabramatta High School, which will be non-operational over the weekend as it is thoroughly cleaned. The school is working closely with New South Wales Health to identify close contacts.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carr-Katzel, SBS News.